A member of Biden's cabinet is making a move toward curbing the illegal fentanyl trade. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen travels to Atlanta today, where she's expected to announce new financial sanctions against fentanyl traffickers.
Street fentanyl kills more than 70,000 Americans a year. It also generates billions of dollars a year in black market profits. The Biden administration has been trying to disrupt the money side of international drug networks.
NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann is with us now to tell us more about this. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Michelle.
So what's the background to this and what's new today?
Well, fentanyl sadly is a booming business for Mexican drug cartels and also for a lot of companies in China. Some of these are industrial chemical companies that allegedly make precursor fentanyl chemicals while also doing legitimate business around the world. So over the last year, the White House has been stepping up efforts to target those companies, pinch off the flow of drug profits. And the Treasury Department's already sanctioned a bunch of people and firms, and we expect Secretary Yellen to expand that sanctions list today.
Say more about the focus on the money, because I think we usually think of drug interdiction as stopping the drugs before they cross the border. But I take it that's not really getting the job done?
Yeah, you know, law enforcement agencies, Michelle, are already seizing a lot more fentanyl at the border and inside the U.S., but fentanyl's super easy and cheap to make. When cops capture a big batch of fentanyl pills, we see this on the news all the time, the cartels just churn out more, and that's seen as a relatively harmless cost of doing business. So the idea here is to try to inflict real pain and cause disruption of those fentanyl networks by seizing cash and assets and penalizing legitimate companies that are supporting this drug trade. I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago with White House drug czar Dr. Rahul Gupta.
How do we address the commerce of illicit drug supply? This all comes back to the money piece, to focus on whether it's sanctions, whether it's money laundering efforts that are happening, anti-money laundering efforts.
And again, what we expect to hear from Yellen today is another tightening of those screws, squeezing this money side of the fentanyl black market just a little harder.
I guess the obvious question is, why do they think this will work, or are we seeing any evidence that this might work?
We're not seeing that evidence yet. The Biden administration says they are getting better at this, at finding and seizing fentanyl profits. Here's Assistant Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo speaking last October.
We freeze and disrupt the operating capital criminals need to manufacture and transport these illicit substances. We stop or recover the proceeds from drug sales, either through the U.S. financial system or through those partner countries that are willing to work with us.
But, you know, Michelle, laying out that strategy is one thing and actually doing it is a lot harder. One challenge we're hearing about is crypto. A report issued by a congressional committee in April of this year found Chinese gangs getting really good at using cryptocurrencies to hide and transfer fentanyl profits. Chinese criminal gangs, some allegedly with ties to the Communist Party, have emerged as global players at laundering fentanyl money. They've actually created what the U.S. Justice Department describes as an underground banking system where money transfers are really hard to detect. One more thing is that drug policy experts tell NPR that Mexican cartels and many Chinese companies appear to be operating with at least some protection from their national governments. So the Biden administration is moving hard on this. They think this is part of the solution to the fentanyl crisis, but no huge gains so far.
Brian Mann is NPR's addiction correspondent. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.